This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Rick Baker. Rick is the president and CEO of the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today, Rick?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Paul.
And you just recently relocated to Grand Rapids within the last year. What things jumped out at you first about arriving in Grand Rapids?
Well, first of all, I love Grand Rapids and West Michigan and all the assets that we have available to us here in our region. One of the things that really jumped out to me was the people.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the process of considering a move to Grand Rapids, I talked to a lot of folks that on the street that didn't know me. I mean, people that were in helping at the coffee shop or the hotel or wait
sure.
staff. And every one of them was an ambassador for the community. And, you know, when I said I was thinking about moving here, they're like, the common response is, you're going to love it here. It's just a great community. And many of them were transplants themselves.
Yeah, we're getting a lot more transplants, it seems, over the last 5 to 10 years. And I think that's going to help the city grow considerably and take us to the next level.
I think so, too. I think there's some great things going on here. I think there's a great energy. And people in the community and outside the community kind of recognize the positive things. I think Grand Rapids has a dynamic reputation throughout Michigan. And so some of the young folks that are
sure.
coming out of our colleges are really considering us as a place to move when they graduate.
And that's great because we used to be losing a lot of talent straight out of the gates, and now we really seem to be retaining that, which is really cool to see.
It's, you know, it's important to us as a community, but it's important to the business community as well to be able to attract the talent that they need to run their companies and
absolutely.
To bring that dynamic creative thinking to their organizations as well.
Now, before coming to Grand Rapids, you were the CEO and president of the Quad Cities Chamber. And what are some of the parallels that you see between the two?
Well, the Quad Cities area is kind of an interesting area because it is in two states.
Yes.
It's divided by the Mississippi River. And so, mm-hmm. you know, half of the community was in Iowa and half of it was in Illinois. The population there of the metro area was about 380,000 compared to Grand Rapids, you know, about 780,000. So it's a much smaller metro area.
Okay.
I would say that the division between multiple cities and two states kind of caused a challenge of being able to create that center of energy that we have going on here in Grand Rapids and, you know, having a common downtown where we can get a center of energy going. I think that's probably the greatest difference between the two communities.
Mm-hmm.
Strong manufacturing base in the Quad Cities, and
okay.
You know, led by John Deere,
mm-hmm.
which is a internationally recognized brand that has a very quality brand recognition, and so
sure.
I think that was also very positive for the community.
Okay. Now, for those who may not be 100% familiar with what the Chamber of Commerce is and what they do, why don't you give me a little bit of info and also how folks, by becoming members of the Chamber, how they can benefit?
Sure, absolutely. The Chamber of Commerce is a business organization.
Mm-hmm.
We have just a little more than 2,700 businesses in the Grand Rapids region that invest in our organization,
mm-hmm.
and we do things in the community on their behalf.
Okay.
And so... for example, one of our goals is advocacy. So we're the voice for the business community in Grand Rapids,
mm-hmm.
whether it be at the local, state, or federal level with our units of government. And we make
right.
sure that we're watching out for
sure.
legislation or policies that may have an impact on our Grand Rapids businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So advocacy on behalf of the business community is one of our goals. Another goal is... making sure we're providing products, programs, services that will help businesses grow
mm-hmm.
Or to retain them in our community. And so either it's a one-on-one direct service to a particular business or programs that help connect companies together so they can become potential customers of each
sure.
other's and build an ability to keep more of those spending dollars here in our region.
Sure, sure.
And then the third piece of what we do is more... about community-based,
mm-hmm.
and it's what are we doing to make sure that we have a community that businesses can be successful in. And so one of the things we're working a lot on right now is around workforce and talent, because that's
mm-hmm.
an issue that a lot of our businesses have said, you know, we need to be working on and
mm-hmm.
addressing some of the concerns that they have, their ability to attract
sure.
and retain good quality talent, which is what we talked about a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then making sure that we're working with the local school systems to communicate what the businesses are looking for They're hiring and they're, that changes dramatically from time to time. Business is fast paced and their needs change.
Sure.
And so, and other things besides workforce, we're working, we have a transportation committee. We have a number of things that address issues that affect a company's ability to be successful in our region.
Okay. Okay. Lots of different layers.
Yeah. A lot of layers in our programming, a lot of layers in opportunities to become involved in the chamber. We have about 40 different committees.
Okay.
Little, right around 950 volunteers involved in one way or another in our organization. So a lot of places for people to connect and to be engaged in shaping the future of the community.
And what types of events do you regularly offer your members?
We have kind of two different kinds of events. We have events that occur more regularly throughout the year, maybe smaller, more a little bit less formal events in structure,
right,
and more of a gathering places where we can network.
Okay.
We have some political events where we bring in our legislators, or the governor, or other folks that are leaders in policymaking, and provide opportunities for our members to engage with them, provide input, and influence that process. But then we have what we call our signature events. They may happen once a year.
Okay.
They're on a bigger scale, take a lot more planning, probably larger attendance, 500, 600, 700 people in attendance.
Okay.
And, you know, so we have various different levels of events and ways for people to connect with our organization.
Now, within the chamber, you also have a, another popular program, Leadership Grand Rapids. Tell me a bit about that and how folks can get involved in that if they're interested.
Yeah, there's we have in the chamber a whole spectrum of leadership development programs under the umbrella of Center for Community Leadership.
Okay.
Leadership Grand Rapids is one of those programs that has probably the strongest brand of all of them because it has been, we've been operating that program for quite a while.
Okay.
And Leadership Grand Rapids is very, is, it's about building leadership skills, but more also focused on the community and engaging our business people and other residents in the community, exposing them to opportunities to become involved, exposing them to systems thinking, how each of the different aspects of our community relates to the other and how it affects each other, and exposing our participants in the program to some of the issues that our community is facing and how we might go about addressing those issues. And so LGR is a really strong program. We're in the process right now. We typically have far more applicants for the program than we have the capacity to accommodate. And so we have an application process and interview process to select the class to make sure that we're putting a dynamic group of people together that represent different aspects of our community, because the folks in the program also contribute to the program by interacting and learning more from each other. And so we're in that interview process now. We'll be final stages selecting the class that starts in September and runs through the next program.
So it's basically a great way to help people have deeper involvement within the community.
Absolutely, and to give them some knowledge and some preparation so that when they do become involved in the community that they're not coming in cold,
right,
but they have a basis of knowledge to work from.
They understand how everything works within the community.
And they build a really strong network with the other folks that are in the class. Typically have 30 to 35 people in each year.
Yeah, I know that the classes are pretty tight. I know George Aquino, who's the GM over at the JW. He was in it a few years ago, and they have class reunions every few months, and those folks have become very good friends. So I think it's a great component of the chamber.
It is. Yeah, and those folks, you know, we've heard from folks that graduated from the class in the early 90s, and they're still connected.
Yeah.
And still talk about their experiences.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. Now, I had Andy Johnson on, who works with you at the chamber, a couple weeks ago. We were chatting about the Grand Rapids to Detroit trips. Now, I'm assuming you went on that trip as well?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
And what was the experience like? What did you see? What did you do?
Well, the Detroit trip is part of a larger initiative that we have with building greater collaboration and understanding between Grand Rapids and Detroit, our East-West initiatives. And so we had those folks over here, you know, last September. And so in April, it was our turn to go over to Detroit. We had some great experiences, interacted with a lot of community leaders in Detroit, learned about some of the new initiatives on the riverfront and the Eastern Market and some of the things that they're doing to reinvigorate their downtown in particular is where our focus was. I think there was also some technology and innovation centers, mm-hmm. a little bit like Grid 70 here Grand Rapids, if you want to make a comparison, and some opportunities for young people. We really heard a lot from young people that were moving back into the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
We heard from business people that the parking spaces are pretty fairly much leased up, which is a good thing. It means people are coming back into work, and that the office vacancy rate has dropped dramatically. And so we were really pleased that Detroit is heading in a better direction.
Sure.
We have a very vested interest. We've said that all along.
Well, we're in it together as a state.
We're all in it together. Mm-hmm. Detroit has a huge impact on our state's economy, but also on our state's brand,
mm-hmm.
as it's known internationally.
Yes.
And so we do have a very vested interest here on the west side of the state in their success,
sure.
and our future.